truck was getting bigger ones, and well, I got a pretty good size truck, and I'm not too big a one, but I keep my hog and all down here at this main place right down here. It ain't the main place, but it was an old half cop place. I call it the half cop. My daddy, I've heard of him talking about the half cop, of course, used to live down there.
Your daddy farmed too?
Yeah, that's all he ever done, was farm.
Okay. Now, was your mother from?
She was from here.
Yeah. I'm trying to get your family, where they're from and all that. And when they were coming up, did he go to school? Was there school in here at that time?
I spent most of an old summer school, they call it, right down the road here. Most of the way back in then they went to, and then later on my schooling day, most of the Rocky Mountain School up here across the highway up here.
Yes, sir.
You had to walk from over on to school. Of course, later I went to Georgetown a year or two.
Did they have a high school here then?
Yeah, they eventually come in with a high school in Georgetown.
Well, y'all would have had to go into town every day, like six miles, seven.
No, went on it was a school bus route then, you know, a school bus come around. But it started off in an old school bus. I think it was an old T model, some of the old A model, some of the old timey school bus.
And what was the first house you lived in like? Can you tell me exactly all about the house, things in it?
My home house down here, I lived there all my life till I bought this up in. I lived up here, about 10 or 15 years, right up here. Right after I bought this, I lived up here.
Mm-hmm. In the house, what kind of the floor plan of the house, what it was like? What rooms did you have in it? If you had eight kids, you almost had a right smart room.
Well, I never did have but one kid, one daughter. I moved up here in this old place, and I got me an old radio from Sears Roebuck, one of these cabinet towns. And all the neighbors around here on Saturday night, you know, to hear that old grand opera and all that, they'd come up and we'd sit and listen to that thing to midnight. Uncle Wall and them, they'd come up and stop Bennett Hill in down that old tie place we were talking about now. They'd come up here on Saturday night and we'd listen to that old radio.
Well, the houses are obviously built different then than they were now, because it was better timber, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, they'd almost built out of fat lighter. Man, old lighter.
And that's what caused them to catch on fire?
Yeah, that tie place down here, you know, after the ties all got old, some of them moved out from here, and then my cousin, Floyd Lee Grady, he bought the place. And then it had some niggas in it, and they had some old closets in the house, you know. It's a nice old, pretty old house. It's a big house. And they had some old straw in there, kids are playing in there, and set that straw fire, set the house fire in front of there.
Yeah. And they made it out of fat lighter pine.
Yeah.
Okay. What were the rooms like? I mean, how was the house arranged in rooms?
They didn't have them sealed. They mostly plain a meal. I think back in there, when they didn't know how to plane a meal close around here, they, you know, plane one side of them and prove it. The inside of it, the side next to the wall would be rough. And a heap of them going back there with a heap of these old houses back there, they'd cut the seals out with a old club axe or something other and hew them out. They'd be huge seals and they'd cut them out, seal them houses, and keep. You get an old sawmill somewhere and cut them some lumber. At the time, this old house up here is built the old timey way. It's built out of an old barn up there. I need to keep it. It was built out of